The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you here for the day. Something I heard recently about ballet dancers. Did you know that ballet dancers spend the majority of their time practicing minuscule motions over and over and over again and again and again, a punishing dedication to repetitive, monotonous, seemingly pointless motions for hours on end, but that's so that they can perfect each one of those motions with such elegance and with such precision that when it comes time for them to perform, they can glide across the stage just like they're dancing on air. It's a really important little image because it teaches an important lesson. All greatness is composed of extraordinary dedication to the smallest, most insignificant things. A little something to keep in mind as you hear the story of Martha and Mary. It's a story that I hope you're really familiar with. It's a story about keeping your priorities straight. Jesus once said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness over you, and everything else will be given to you besides." It's another way of saying, put first things first, and secondary things will take care of themselves. What's the first thing? At a seminary professor, he once told me, "Gentlemen, the first thing is to make the first thing the first thing. The first thing is that you and I are called, first and foremost, to a transcendent love relationship with God, out of which every other blessing in life flows. That's what we need to place first." We're not called to be social workers. We're not called to be activists. We're not called to be do-gooders. And even if we do these things, in a Christian spirituality, they should flow out of what comes first in your life, which is your love relationship with God. Mary understood that. That's why Jesus praises her. Notice, Jesus does not condemn Martha. He just tells her that, boy, is she ever missing out, because her priorities are so terribly out of whack. I went to a friend's house once, hadn't seen this lady for years. And let me tell you, dinner was perfect. The drinks were cold, the hors d'oeuvres were hot, the meal was perfectly cooked. I've made meals for groups before. Let me tell you, it was a marvel of engineering. But I never got to talk to her. She was always running around, back and forth and up and around. And her husband leans over to me and says, "This is how she shows you that she cares." I would have preferred to order out pizza and actually talk to the lady. Can you relate to that? Can you relate to that? Because if you can, then you understand how Jesus feels about you for most of your life. Running around doing all sorts of things, thinking that we're dedicating ourselves to God without actually focusing on the God who's right in our presence at every moment. If you want to be more like Mary and less like Martha, can I just give you two little ideas here today? I would say avoid two temptations, what I like to call the temptation to the other and the temptation to the great. The temptation to the other. This is the idea that if only I was doing something other than what I'm doing right now, boy, then I'd really be fulfilled. If I was with other people, in an other work, in an other place, doing other things, in other circumstances, I'd be so happy and I'd find God and I'd be holy. And let me tell you, it's a great big lie. You know who's really dogged by the temptation to the other? It's men. You've heard this said about men, fight or flight. Either they fight or they run away. Men love to escape. Watch out for the temptation to the other. You're missing the God who's right in your presence. And then there's the temptation to the great. You say, gosh, if I was only doing great things instead of these boring, ordinary things that I'm doing. If only I was doing great works for great people and great causes, boy, then I'd really make a difference. No, you wouldn't. It's another terrible lie. You know who's tempted by a temptation to the great? More than anyone else is women. God is right in your presence, and the seemingly ordinary things that you're doing have far, far more value in His sight than they ever could have in the sight of the world. And whose sight matters? Be careful to give in to the temptation to the great, because if you miss the circumstances and the places and the people that God has placed you right now, right where you are, with these people, these circumstances, and these times, you're missing God, because if you don't find Him there, you're not going to find Him anywhere. And every day that we spend chasing our lives after the other and the great is a day of our lives that we've wasted, quite frankly. None of this, and I mean none of this, is happening by chance. Mary understood that. Let you and I understand that as well. A relentless dedication, like that dancer, to the seemingly most ordinary things, that's how we live in God's presence. That is the better part. And Jesus has promised it will not be taken from you. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Francis Xavier, seal us. Pray for us.